Welcome to the M3 Podcast. Your journey to movement, mindset, and medicine starts here. Ooh, welcome back to another episode of the M3 Podcast. It's me, your host, Mermaid Bree. You guys, we are back in business. I'm so happy to be using the podcast equipment. I'm happy to be in my office right now as I'm recording, to be in my headset. Sometimes I record with a headset, sometimes without. Right now, I just miss it. I miss being in my own little bubble and to be able to hear myself and my thoughts in this way, echoing back and knowing that this is a safe place. I'm very grateful for this space, to be in this office, to have a place that I get to create. And as I come back and return home from being in a foreign country, there's constant like roosters and chickens and people and motorbikes and birds chirping, which is beautiful. Wind, rain, right? You hear all the noises in the background, people honking. It's a life. It's very active in other parts of the world. And I remember that this world is meant to be lived and to feel fully alive. So I'm happy that that exists. But when you get to those moments where you just want to record something and your train of thought goes off because you're distracted, that's me. I'm guilty of that sometimes. I lose my train of thought when I hear something or I get distracted, because audio to me is a very part of my ability to tune into things and focus. So when I'm focused, hyper-focused, sometimes I can also eliminate audio, but at times this is where I will fixate or focus on one thing at a time. So losing my own thoughts in that, it's a great way to, I guess, reset yourself. If you are going down a negative spiral, just a quick hack, find something that distracts you and resets your thoughts like I just did. But as I was learning this, being able to do interview episodes, this was not always the best option, especially when electricity is constantly going out on a remote island, or you don't have a personal space to yourself because you're traveling with somebody and you're sharing a room, right? And as grateful as I am to be on the trip and to have those experiences, that was so special and so cool. I can't believe that I haven't done this sooner as much as I have in this time of life, because I think I would have done more things or have more courage or be able to realize that I have more power within me, the magic that I carry, if I was able to be culturally involved more. Yes, I do some traveling here and there growing up, or I have done it, but I didn't do it at this length or depth or level of independence where I needed to figure it out on my own. And there were situations that I feel very blessed and very lucky that I had angels by my side. But I also recognize, you know what? You fall down, you can pick yourself back up, literally. You fall down emotionally, you can pick yourself back up. You fall down in your business, you can pick yourself back up. You fall down in your relationships, you can pick yourself back up. You fall down in your beliefs, you can pick yourself back up. And so I took all of these lessons and carried it with me, came back home to San Diego, picked myself back up, went back on and carried on with my adventures. And I'm glad that I did that. I'm glad that I continued, because there was unfinished business for me in what felt like my need, my desire for more in life. I know that there's more in life. And I'm not saying that what I have is not enough, because again, I'm walking into this office and like, wow, look at you. You get your own keyboard. You got your own space here to podcast. You have your equipment. You have a kitchen where you can cook home food, like home cooked meals, and have food available to you. That is something I missed more than probably anything on this entire trip, was having home cooked meals often. It was very far and few. It took a lot of practice to just even find what's good in the market, to find what's edible, to get the supplies, to have an Airbnb that has those things available, like cooking tools and resources. Like, I didn't even have an oven at the last place I was at in Hawaii. So, you know, just being mindful of these things where the little simple parts of our life that we get to have. Working from home is a privilege. Being able to podcast on this equipment and to be clear in my message with you all is a privilege. Being able to take a pause and doing things that I want and creating space for adventure, that is a huge privilege. So I'm here realizing I keep holding myself back on a lot of things that are creating fear, and I'm coming back more ready than ever. So like I said, I'm back in action, full force now, and it kept coming up in repeated patterns. I was listening to a podcast from Lewis Howes where he's interviewing a woman that is a keynote speaker. She has a lot of influence from her father, and she shares how she still has nerves before she steps on stage. But what helps her get over those nerves is recognizing that it's not about her. Her service and what she does to help provide some sort of value to somebody else is a gift from God, and she is a machine that operates that vessel. And so she realizes that it's not about her or her feelings or her nerves or her anxiety that should be getting in the way of her service to somebody else's needs. And so what she can provide and offer, somebody else needs to have as that energetic exchange. And that's going to be beyond what her own beliefs or desires are. So there are things in this world that we may not necessarily enjoy, but we know that we would never do anything different, because it is, at the end of the day, our very best part of our lives that makes us feel most purposeful, most valued, most heard and seen and supported, right? Because we have our community of like-minded people. All of that comes into play of how we are one in this world. And so I want to share with you, because I said that podcast was one. Then it hit me again with a second one. And it was really cool because it was between two friends, Emily Hayden and Lexi Buentello. These two ladies are absolute boss babes. And to hear their conversation as they talk about what their nerves and anxieties and maybe hesitations as they go through their business is not about them, right? It's their service to be there for someone else. And when they're in their zone of genius, everything runs smoothly. And I know that as we keep listening to the synchronicities or seeing the signs, right? These are examples where I've heard of this not only in one, but two podcasts in the same way, talking about the same topic. Then as I'm driving to my singing lesson, and I return because I was contacted by my teacher while I was traveling saying, hey, just wanted to check in with you. And at that time I was like, I really have been thinking about this person a lot and coming back to them and really investing my time and effort and energy to be their student and be mentored by them and to actually curve in the path that I'm redirecting myself. So at the end of the session, this person reminded me that I have the voice, I have the talent, I have the likability, I have the softness to relate to others. There's something about me that I know will connect with others in the voice that I have to share through podcasting, through singing, through speaking, through writing, all of that. And so I kept telling him, I'm so scared. I'm freaking out as we start singing. And I reminded this to myself as I'm in a safe space. And so we're like doing pretty much like EFT tapping, where you're like tapping your body and reminding yourself and you're patting yourself down like, I'm safe. This is a safe place. Like, and as I've recognized all the years that I've gone through therapy, I have not ever brought up the subject of singing and my voice. And there's so many reoccurring nightmares or situations where I wanted to scream and I couldn't get my voice out, or wanted to speak up, or situations in life in general that have been life altering, actually, that if I had not spoken up, or I did speak up, those two decisions could have completely changed my life from where I am at this very moment. So I'm learning these lessons. But at the end of that singing lesson, it was beautiful to be shared this quote. And it's from Martha Graham that states, there is a vitality, a life force, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And there is only one of you in all time. This expression is unique. And if you block it, you will never exist through any other medium and be lost. The world will not have it. It is your business to determine how good it is. It is not your business to determine how good it is, not how it compares with other expression. It is your business to keep it yours clearly and directly, to keep the channel open. You do not even have to believe in yourself or your work. You have to keep open and aware directly to the urges that motivate you. Keep the channel open. No artist is pleased. There is no satisfaction whatever at any time. There is only a queer, divine dissatisfaction, a blessed unrest that is keeping us marching and makes us more alive than the others. So who are the others to you? To me, those are people who are just going about their lives day by day, maybe unconscious, maybe somewhat conscious, but then stuck in their fears and not breaking out of their own shells, right? Getting out of their own way. Because we are responsible for our own lives. If you are a free person who has human rights available to you, remember that is a privilege. Human rights are not universal, sadly. But if that's available to you, you have an opportunity to create a change and to better your life every day moving forward. So to be shared that and to be reminded again that I can provide a service that allows me to show up in service for other people and not make it about me completely changes the emotion of the nervous system. So if I'm feeling nervous or anxious, and I remind myself, Brie, this isn't about you. This is about the people that are here to listen to you, that they showed up and they are here to receive your gift. Give them that service. Be the operator. You go up and the nerves change. What I do is I remind myself, this is my process here, and I am just doing my best in creating awareness so that way I can better my own system to get myself out of these feelings. So recognizing the feeling is number one to shifting it. Create the awareness. Why do I have this feeling? Why is it coming up? Or just, okay, all right, it's there. It's information, right? Same information as being told by your body, hey, I need to go to the bathroom, or hey, we're hungry, right? Those things are pieces of information. I learned that from Ronda Rousey in her book, which I really love. And she mentioned when you feel pain or you feel fatigue or your body feels like it wants to give up, that pain or that information are things that you can let go just like thoughts. So it comes in, it comes back out. Thoughts are pieces of information, and so is the nervous system. It's sending signals of information for you to collect, gain awareness, and process on your own. And if we continue to get stuck in the cycle of like, oh my gosh, where's the bathroom? I really have to go. And then you think about the time frame, and then you're stuck in the car and you can't find the exit. And then as closer you get, the more you think about it, right? Sometimes we didn't even realize we had to go, and then we're right next to the bathroom and we couldn't even make it in time. We're so close to not making it, maybe. And then you think about hunger. The hunger, the waves come and go. But if I've done this on prep, I think, and this is not a good tool, do not do this, but the information will come and go that you're hungry. So you let the information pass, your appetite, maybe you're not that hungry, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh my gosh, I haven't eaten all day, and you're ravenous and you're fatigued. So these are things that you just have to remind yourself that the nervous system is creating automatic messages that are signals to protect the body to keep it in homeostasis. So if you're getting hungry, or if you're getting moody, or if you're getting some sort of anxiety, these are pieces of information that your body can figure out how to process and deal with and then let go. Whether you choose to listen to the information or not is your decision. And what's really funny is I heard this when I was talking to a friend, and he's looking for tickets right now to go to Stagecoach. And I'm just laughing because his friend is the owner of this amazing CBD company. It's huge. And I was laughing that the advice he was given was to look for these tickets on these certain days and to purchase through here, you know, reposting stories, all of that. So the other person was, or like my friend was like, trying to figure out a different method to go about it. And the response that he got was, I've told you all you need to know. It's up to you to make your own decisions. Or it's up, and I'm trying to think here what the exact wording was, but you're responsible for making your own decisions or something like that. And so I'm laughing that I think of that immediately as a coach of, I've told everyone as a client what they need to know. I know I am a great coach. So I tell people, here's the tools, here's the information, here's the method, here's how you go about it, here's how you stay accountable and you respond to me, but communication needs to be two ways, right? And then people come to me a couple weeks later after not being on the program saying like, why isn't it working? Well, hello, I gave you the resources, you made your own decisions, that's up to you, right? I'm not here to tell you what to do, I'm here to give you the resources. And so that's what I laugh with people and the advice that we question. And not maybe trusting our coaches, not trusting our friends. And we do, we should. And for the most part, most of us do. We do trust our mentors and we do trust our friends. But I do believe that if we took a minute and accepted the advice that we're given, that we would listen more, that we would take action more in a favor of what the service of other people need. And so I'm going back to that piece of, hey, this service is not about you. The feedback, the information, right? The advice that you hear, those things are not about you. How you feel about it, how your response is, you don't have to take everyone's advice. Not everyone has great advice. I get that. But if it's a friend and it's somebody you look up to or it's a mentor, trust them. Myself included, as the coach, I kept thinking, clients, when they trust me and I see it click for them, there's no stopping them at that point. And I'm really proud of all of the women that I've been watching as they've been building their businesses in this most recent, like last 6 months since I started mentoring. And then beyond that, all of my competitor clients over the years, I'm so proud of you all. So I pray that we get to share our gifts, share our talents without fear. And I pray that you take the advice that I have on this podcast and do exactly those things for yourself. Fill your own cup. Go after your dreams. We only get one life. Go see the world. Go adventure. Go gain some perspective. I'm so thankful that I did that. I'm so glad that I cleared this space. I'm starting to clear up my home. I'm getting ready to move to Hawaii in the next couple of months. And I'm ready to roll with the waves in life. Let's redirect ourselves and find a new current. So if you like these episodes, if you feel that somebody needs to hear this message, please share this with a friend. Please post this on your stories. Let me know what you think. I feel deeply connected with each of you guys as all of you have been doing this more lately and sharing your support. I see the people who are listening all over the world, and to be able to read your reviews, to have more ratings on the show, it is the only way this podcast can grow. So please do me a huge favor and go leave a rating and review if you've not already. And I will see you all in the next episode. Thank you for joining me on another episode as we learned and explored all things movement, mindset, and medicine. As always, my goal for each episode of this podcast is to share innovative tools and techniques to help you thrive and find stability with your overall health and personal development, alongside the growth of the world around us. Please share this with someone you know will benefit from this episode, as well as rate and review. This helps us reach more people and provide feedback as to how we can better help each of you. Make sure to check out our community website, www.mermaidmethod.com, to learn more about our upcoming events, eco-friendly products, and coaching programs. Now let's make massive waves together.